Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Daniel, the entire third chapter. That's the book of Daniel, the third chapter. And it reads as follows. King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold 60 cubits high and 6 cubits wide and set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. He then summoned the satraps, prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all the other provincial officials to come to dedicate the image he had set up. So the satraps, prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all the other provincial officials assembled for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before it. Then the herald loudly proclaimed, "Nations and people of every language, this is what you are commanded to do." Verse 5, "As soon as you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, you must fall down and worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace." Verse 7, "Therefore, as soon as they heard the sound of the trumpet, flute, zither, lyre, harp, and all kinds of music, all the nations and people of every language fell down and worshiped the image of gold that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. At this time, some astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, 'May the king live forever. Your majesty has issued a decree that everyone that hears the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music must fall down and worship the image of gold, and that whoever does not fall down and worship will be thrown into a blazing furnace.'" Verse 12, "But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you, your majesty. They neither serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." Verse 13, "Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." So these men was brought before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up? Then when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made. Very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace.
Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?"
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." Saints, I want to speak today on the topic, the original wise men. Amen. Amen. Let me give you some background on these wise men. King Nebuchadnezzar had chosen these men as well as Daniel because the king wanted young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well-informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. To these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. And Daniel could understand visions and interpret dreams of all kinds. The chief official to the king even changed their names. When the king had a dream and none of his alleged wise men which consisted of magicians, enchanters, astrologers, could not interpret the dream, the king became angry and issued an order to kill all of the wise men, including Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When Daniel interpreted the king's dream, the king promoted Daniel to the royal court and asked the king to promote Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they were made administrators over the province of Babylon. Now, let me get back to the scripture, if I may. In Daniel 3, 1 through 5, King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of or idol of gold, had it dedicated, and they demanded that when the people heard the sounds of the music, all nations and people of every language should fall down and worship the image in gold. In verse 6, the king further states, whoever does not fall down and worship will be immediately thrown into the blazing furnace. Verse 7 states, therefore, as soon as they heard the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, and all kinds of music, all the nations of people of every language fell down and worshiped the image of God that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Verses 8 through 12 state the following. At this time, some astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, may the king live forever. Your majesty has issued a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the music, the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, the pipe, and all kinds of music must fall down and worship the image in gold. And that whosoever does not fall down and worship will be thrown into a blazing furnace. But there are some Jews who have not set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, meaning Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who paid no attention to you, your majesty. They neither serve your gods or worship the image you have set up. Now, you must remember that Daniel had interpreted the king's dream and that the astrologers were unable to do so. Since Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were friends with Daniel, the astrologers took their anger and jealousy that they had for Daniel and placed it on those three men so that they could be put to death. In other words, the astrologers snitched on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego the first chance that they got, knowing that the king would be so angry that he would want them dead. In verse 13 through 15 states the following. Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar said to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up? Now, when you hear the sounds of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a burning furnace. They either worship his image or be placed in a fiery furnace. Wow. Their response to the king's ultimatum is revealed in verses 16 through 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego applied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your king, your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Now, let me dissect this for a second and state several key points, if I may. Point one. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were men who had a relationship with God, had faith, and knew God through that relationship. They would not bow to anything or anyone but God. My second point, even though they were facing certain death in a matter of moments, they could have bowed down to the king's idol and the matter would have been over. This was never a consideration to them. They told the king that they do not need to defend themselves about the fact that they love God and only worship him. Number three, very good point. They didn't beg for their lives to be saved by the king. Now, let's think about that for a second. If you're facing certain death, I mean, within a moment, and you had a choice between bowing or standing for what you believe, what would you do? I'm not going to answer that. My next point, they boldly proclaimed God's greatness to the king in what would have been their final moments alive, as stated in verses 17 and 18, which state, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your king's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Now Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego spoke the truth. God is able to deliver us from any situation or circumstance. The fact that he will or he won't doesn't change the fact that he is God and able to do anything. Now the rest of the story is revealed in verses 18 through 29. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of his strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent, and the furnace was so hot, that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Verse 24. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, weren't there 3 men that we tied up and threw into the fire? They replied, certainly, your majesty. Verse 25, he said, look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the 4th looks like a son of the gods. Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire, and the satraps, prefects, governors, and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair on their head singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. An angel of the Lord, see, appeared with them in the fiery furnace and protected them. Not a single hair on their heads were singed. Their clothes were not burned, they did not smell of smoke, and their bodies were at their normal body temperature. Everyone calls this a miracle. Saints, this is not a miracle. Bear in mind, we serve a God that can do anything. And if you don't believe it, then it would be considered a miracle. But if you know God can do everything, and God can, then it's no miracle. This is just what God does. God is a miraculous God. God had a relationship with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and their faith, character, and commitment to him led to them being saved. God loves all of us, but holds those who honor him in the highest regard. Saving Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was nothing new to God, as this is a promise God makes to anyone who holds him so dearly. These 3 men were wise in having God be their Lord, no matter what the circumstances were, and were unwilling to compromise their belief in him, even when facing certain death. We also have a redeeming and merciful God, as stated in verses 28 and 29. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angels and rescued his servant."
There they trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives
rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces and their houses be turned into piles of rubble, for no other God can save in this way. By trusting God, letting their light shine, and knowing him and all of his glory, King Nebuchadnezzar ended up accepting God and praising him. The king was awakened to the greatness of God and made a decree that anyone from any nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces and their houses be turned into a pile of rubble, for no other God can save in this way. Verse 30 states, then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Not only did the king believe in the one and only God, but God touched the king's heart so much that the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Wow. Isn't that something? So in closing, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were the original wise men due to their faith, trust, and commitment to God, no matter the situation or circumstance. Yes, saints, they were wise indeed. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you for this word, Lord. Thank you for showing us what a commitment to you, a relationship with you, and faith in you can do. For we serve a God that can do all things. There's nothing you can't do, Almighty Father. We thank you for being our God. I pray, Father, that this word will go forth and touch the hearts of many. May you be glorified through your word, Lord. Thank you for using me, Lord, even though I'm not worthy. I thank you, Father, and I pray, Lord, that you'll open the ears to hear and the heart to receive your word. For I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.